Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
I was like, you dumbass. Oh, you almost caught me doing a thing. Hi, I'm Cursor. Welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, your most favorite podcast. We know. You don't have to say anything. We know it's true. It's okay. We can hear you in your car right now being like, Cursor, shut up and get to the news. And let's welcome back our forever, the one and only Mr. Messi. How are you doing, Mr. Messi?
I'm doing, as we all have.
Doing. I like it. That's very elaborate of you.
Yeah, this is a moment in history. You know, I'm doing. But anyway, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there, man. Work is ramping up. My 2 second rant, right, is, for those of you who are a bit older in the community and you've been working a career for some time, if you started kind of from the bottom and started working your way up, I'm sure you can relate to this. It's really rewarding when your superiors start giving you like chunks of real responsibility, like things that really need to be taken care of, and you handle it and things are copacetic. It just puts a smile on my face. So I've been noticing that all of my supervisors have been giving me large chunks of responsibility here and there. I'm kind of playing like messenger pigeon right now and carrying around these really, really, really expensive equipment for work from job site to job site. It's like $100,000 worth of testing equipment that I'm not signed for. And they're like, yeah, make sure it gets here and do the thing. And it's like, okay.
Like, yeah, I got it.
But like it shows like they trust me and they see that I can handle this stuff. You know what I mean? And it's like, it feels good. It feels good that the effort I've been putting in is being recognized, you know, like it makes me want to work harder. So
yeah, I'm in a similar boat.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay, now that I'm a manager, I have to act manager like, right.
Yeah.
So yeah. A big, big change. Before, because I was just, you know, chilling in the kitchen, doing my thing, not worried about anybody, but now I have to worry about everybody.
Yep.
Because I work alone at night, so things good. There's a kerfuffle trying to happen.
Make sure a kerfuffle?
Just, you know, an incident, a kerfuffle.
Same thing. I like it. That's a good word.
Yeah.
I feel like you might have stolen that from me. They stole it from us. Like, you know, on some Gollum stuff, dude. Like, give me back my ring, bro.
No, mine. But it's nice just seeing that I can handle more responsibility. I'm like, okay, I got it.
Right? And it feels good to recognize those moments yourself, you know? It really do. But enough about that. We're doing fine. We hope y'all are doing fine too, and we're actually genuinely interested to hear about how everybody's doing. So feel free to add us in the Discord or DM us and tell us like what's going on with y'all. Especially for those of you who might not make the LAN and like still want to catch up. We're very, very open to just hanging out and talking with people if that isn't made apparent already. We do apologize for the lack of summer ASAP tournaments that we used to have. The whole cast and crew has just been kind of slammed. I'm sure both LeZero and Webs have talked to some extent about this in recent months. When everybody's schedule starts to calm down just a little bit, which may not be for me, unfortunately. I'm going to be traveling anywhere from hundreds to 100 miles from home to potentially out of state for work for months at a time, and it's just ramping up. So, but we are still looking into it, and we're trying to set something up. So just know and keep your eyes on the announcements in the Discord and potentially on the Twitter. It will happen. And yep. At a close time.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled and your thumbs ready.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of thumbs ready, I think that's a good way to jump into our week in Rocket League, considering my thumbs are so not ready, bro. For those of you who heard the pre-show, you already know. For those of you who didn't, consider subscribing to our Patreon, because Patreon's pretty awesome, and it's a great way to support us and the show, and it kind of helps us keep doing what we do. Speaking of Mr. Messi, would you care to shout out the wonderful people who are subscribed to the Patreon?
Oh, can I do that? Let's see.
The list is ever changing, so it always needs to be found.
Yep. We'll use this list. Thank you to our Patreons. Y'all are lovely. Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Brank, Awesomeness, Digital Paint, Digital Toast, sorry, Paint.
He's going to let you have it at land for that one. Digital Paint.
No, continue. Please, continue. Please. And then we're going to change it up.
Oh, man.
Young Slug and PK. And thank y'all. Y'all are awesome. Always super awesome. Awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. That's the only word I can think of. Anyway.
And don't forget, as patrons, you get access to the Rob and Kyle show, a.k.a. Lazio and Webs, doing all sorts of funny things that are completely not Rocket League related and may also be very story driven and have quite a bit of context and or life things behind them and such. There's a whole variety of content in there. You should definitely check it out.
Indubitably.
But getting back to it, my thumbs aren't ready.
Man.
You know why my thumbs aren't ready?
Why?
Because I haven't played any Rocket League since, June 1st? Maybe even May 31st, to be honest with you. Yeah. It's been like over a week, straight up.
Yeah, as for me, I've been playing about an average of, at most, an hour of Rocket League a day.
That's more than me, bro. That's way more.
But the consistency is still there. I was still able to get my SSL title, thankfully,
in the last season. There you go.
I had to. Season 10. My name is Messi. There's a perfect correlation as to why I needed it. But, yeah. Other games have been eating up our time, like someone going to a buffet for the first time. It's just nonstop, taking up our times, taking up our sleep time.
Mm-hmm. Free time, socializing time, pooping time, laundry time, eating time, just all the time. It's basically just a black hole that I've been dumping time into, and the reward is personal accomplishment and sweet, sweet loot. Because I've been playing Diablo 4, and I have been a fan of that franchise since the first game came out back in 97 when my aunt and uncles, when they used to live together in the same house, had a LAN set up in their house, and we would all be on a different computer in the house and we would play it together locally. That's so much fun. So it's a game that's very, very, very close to my heart. And hoping to play with them all again here soon in the near future if they can spare the time to hang out. But dude, I'm loving it. For those of you who are interested in RPGs and do like grindy stuff, oh my goodness! Probably hands down the best one they've made so far. Aside from maybe Diablo 2. Diablo 2 is still like kind of like the godfather of all action RPGs. It's very, very hard to top. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'll stop gushing over this because I know there's a game you want to gush over that you've been waiting for a very long time and you have sunk, 100 plus hours into now?
Yeah, 100 hours in a little less than a month. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Just, man, Tears of the Kingdom. What can I say?
Yeah.
This is what happens when devs take time, pour effort into a game, and despite graphical setbacks, make a masterpiece.
Like, mm-hmm.
Man, that's just, it's Breath of the Wild elevated in every single aspect and more. Like, the story is amazing. And they basically said, because a lot of people in Breath of the Wild would use like ideas and glitches to make stuff. This game is basically like, so what if we just made that like a feature? You just do whatever you want. I'm like, oh, yo, you're saying I can crucify a Korok seed now? Yo, let's go. So yeah, just spend my time roaming around. Unfortunately, thing is, those little Korok guys, man, they pack such a big backpack and want me to carry them all the way to another destination that's like 35 kilometers away, like on a cliff. I'm like, no, thank you. Instead, I'm just gonna plop you down, put you on top of a rock, stick you to that rock so you can just suffer for fun.
What? That's pretty dark for you, man. I like it.
Yeah, so I don't know, but that's one of the things I'm gonna focus on later. I went ahead and finish all the shrines in the game, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. So much time.
Okay.
150. Yes. Yeah, after 100 hours, I'm 45% done with the game.
Nice. I'm pretty close to, like, the Diablo equivalent of you. Like, if you're breaking about 100, like, just over maybe, like, let's say 120, I'm pretty close to you. I think I'm, like somewhere between 80 to 100 now, and it came out a week ago. Actually, I might be over that now, because I've done, oh my gosh, dude, I've done at least 3 or 4 days where I was on for like 16, 18 hours.
My God.
Yeah. Weekends are sweet. Weekends and time when I get home. it adds up very, very quickly. And yeah. I can neither confirm nor deny that I may or may not have been appearing offline. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Hiding, sneaking away, just like the Yiga clan.
Like, well, more like a ninja. I'm like Naruto, dog. I'm using my substitute jutsu. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nah, you're like that rock that hit Neji because he couldn't see it, even though he had the Byakugan.
Anyways, staying on track of some Rocket League content, because we're getting way off base here. but the gaming degenerates that we are, we've been just not playing a lot of Carball. But we have been paying attention to a lot of esports in Carball, and there is a lot of esports to talk about. Is there anything you would like to start off with, Messi, that has kind of been catching your eye? Maybe you want to start sinking your teeth into a little bit?
We're going to dive to the CJ region.
Oh.
North America. Just kidding. It's OC. One of OCE.
Wait a second. The CJ region. It's NA. No, just kidding. It's OCE. What? I'm sorry. Continue.
But over in OCE, there was a very, very tight three-horse race happening for this major between Pioneers, Power, and Ground Zero, where I don't know how they did it, but going into this third regional, they were all tied exactly on points at 40.
Huh.
And this regional was, all right, whichever of the two teams do the best are in, and the other one lags behind. And Ground Zero and Power are the ones that make it through. But Ground Zero, after day two, qualified, thanks to Sir Ronnie. Sir Ronnie had the run of a lifetime. So they start off 3-1 against Tata's minions. They beat Power in a game 5 in the upper bracket quarterfinals to knock him down. And then they beat Pioneers 4-1 in the upper bracket semis, which means those teams make the run to the lower bracket. They're going to have to face each other to see who makes it to the major. And Pioneers, who had to play with a sub for that lower bracket semifinal with Panga instead of Hunter, took it to a game 7. Really close. But Power came out on top. And Power and Ground Zero make the major. Man.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't this new power roster for this season the old Ground Zero roster from last season that was popping off with Torsos at the helm, the world championship veteran who seems to make it every year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Torsos and Amphis doing what they do best.
Just making it to Worlds.
And with this, with Pioneers already securing Worlds, they'll be missing out on the Major, and now they can wholeheartedly just focus on what's ahead of them, which will be the World Championship. But Power and Ground Zero, now this is where it gets interesting. With Ground Zero winning the regional and Power losing in the final, they are tied exactly on season points at 138.
What the heck?
Which means, unless either one of them, aka Ground Zero, perform really well at the Major and bring in a third team, whichever team outperforms the other will be the one going to Worlds instead of the other.
Really?
Yeah.
So how does that work exactly?
I mean, it's pretty simple. I won't lie. Whichever team performs one spot better is going to make it. And if they don't, got this little thing called tiebreakers. That will ensue. Mm-hmm. But those teams will not have an easy first round at the Major, because Power will be facing the number one North American seed in round one, and Grounds will be facing the number three NA seed.
A little unfair.
just a tad bit, but here's where it gets even more interesting, right? If they both lose that matchup, which I don't want to say they will, but odds are they will, they'll be facing one another in the lower bracket round one immediately at the Major.
Oh my gosh.
And I kind of want to see it happen.
Isn't it like, what was it? Was it Crew versus Furia last year? Or no, not Crew. God.
The tiebreaker this season for the Major?
No, it's putting both OCE teams in a similar position to Furia, and the team that lost was on last season when they went to Worlds.
The club?
The club, thank you. Oh my god, I don't know why I was blanking on that team name. Where they're like, we're battling to see who's going to be the last to represent the region, essentially.
In the top eight?
Yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be a very similar situation, so you know that match is going to be heated.
It's going to be real heated. But, and I want to see it. I like heat only when it comes to Rocket League. But yeah. Unfortunately, Pioneers had to use a sub for that match against Power, but it is what it is. Mm. And I believe, I'm going to double check this because I want to make sure. Each one of the top three OCE teams won a regional this split. Which is wild. But, yeah. It's how the cookie crumbles. Serrani came through, threw a wrench into the mix. Made it really hard for everybody.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I love seeing those teams like that. They just pop up and they're like, yo. So, I know y'all are the top dogs, but what if we just, you know, have a little fun?
True.
Just have a little fun.
You know, because it is a competitive sport, and if we just keep writing these scripts, it's going to get pretty old pretty quick, you know?
Yeah, they handed the pen over to LeafX, told him to write the script. What an amazing script, honestly.
Fair.
Got that journalism degree, I could tell.
The way you be a crafter of words, it's almost like you're a wordsmith.
Mm-hmm. He was crafting for sure. But yeah, OCE, very, very tight race. I'm super excited to see where this is going to go.
I gotcha.
Personally, I don't know about you, but which of those two teams do you want to make Worlds? Ground Zero or Power?
To be honest with you, it's just, last year I would have said Ground Zero. This year I'm going to say Power. I still believe that team can really make it to Championship Sunday. It's been a long time coming. They keep making worlds. Like, they got to break through that wall eventually, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say Power.
Yeah, we got to have some faith that an OCE team can break into that. Well, yeah. Chiefs did it back a long time ago into top four, but especially with the newer format with more teams, one of them achieving a top eight would be.
And the skill level drastically changing over the last two seasons, comparatively to the COVID seasons.
Yeah,
it's kind of wild. Like, player ceilings and floors are much, much, much higher than they've ever been.
They just keep going up and up and up. There's no sign of it stopping.
No.
And that is what's so beautiful about this game is that we think we've reached the skill ceiling, but we have someone new coming. We have several people, new people coming in that show us that there are levels. There are more levels above we can reach.
Yeah, it's funny. They keep getting better and better, but I feel like we as a community overall just keep getting worse and worse. Maybe there is a kernel of truth to this. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, the more I play, the more I feel like, holy heck. Are we ever going to catch these guys? Ever? If they retire or something? I don't know, bro. I just don't know. They're just that good.
I mean, you have First Killer dropping like 2 40-hour work weeks a week on Rocket League. Seriously. I'm just like, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Like, I can't put that kind of time in anymore, bro. Like, I work 40 to 60 hours a week.
And you have bro over here putting like 70 a week. You're like, dog, calm down.
Like, hey, yo, chill, bro. Save some for the rest of us, dude.
Chill, man.
Like, tell you what, I will buy you a whole cake.
You know what? I will buy you a half-eaten corn dog.
Yo. All 8 corn dogs. All of them.
Mm-hmm. 8 corn dogs.
If you know the meme, you know. Speaking of dogs, I'm pretty sure that NA still got that dog in him, because there's a lot of interesting things going on right now in the NA pro scene.
Yeah. NA. They did not have a regional this weekend, unfortunately.
No, they didn't.
They did not. They got their little extra week of rest.
They could definitely need it.
Especially Gen G and FaZe, they need that. They need that sleep. They need that sleep.
Because they're about to play the best in Europe. And it might be a rude awakening for them. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's going to be super rude because, honestly, I think people have seen it develop throughout the season. Europe's top 4/5 is overall just better than North America's top 5.
They're just good right now.
They just are. Like, Carmine Core can beat any team on their day. Team Liquid can do that. BDS can do that.
Hey, just because they came back doesn't mean they can, because they were showing a very long streak of not this season.
Ryze has risen them.
It's true. He kind of elevates any team he's on.
It's kind of like he's that guy.
It's like his real name is actually Clutchmaster 9000.
He's Himothy.
Himothy Timothy in the flesh.
Yeah. And then, of course, Vitality. With Zen.
Needs no introduction. And you called it early last year, too. And you were like, I know it's really early to say this, but Alpha's definitely staying. And you're like, Redosin been kind of putting in that work. I think Redosin's going to stay. I think we could actually go back and timestamp this in an episode. I remember you making this prediction. It happened. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know that Vitality would have the same success now that they are having currently if Redosin left. I just don't see it.
Because the thing is, like, Radisson, Alpha, That entire team, they're all solo play. They can all do solo plays. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they elect to use one another as a team above anything else is why they are so.
It's like what we had hoped early Dignitas would do when it was Zurius, Abject, and Scrub. We were really hoping that was going to be the case. It ended up not being the case. Finally, a team to do it. It's kind of fun to watch. I'm not going to lie.
Mm, indeed. So. But we're not talking. We're not here to talk about EU. We're here to talk about MENA, the Middle East.
Mm.
Where we have crowned a new king of the region for this split. They've broken the Rana Rule ones this split, but they are number one. And man, they put in work to do it, man. Put in a lot of work making that run.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't they also just make a roster change as well?
From last split to this split,
yeah,
dropping Natter, picking up Mossen formerly for cannot speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mossen, former of the Ultimates.
Ah, from last season. That's where I recognize and that also name.
Knee Sports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's a player with world experience. And that is something really valuable, especially for the Twins.
Right, like, especially going into the end of the season, too.
Yeah. Might have gone out early in the wild card last year, but he made it there, and he put in his shift, and now he's helping guide this team. Mm. So just, yeah.
Fair enough.
Rule one. They dropped one game. They dropped three games the entire regional. Three.
That's a pretty good run for them, three. To be honest. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy.
For a new up-and-coming powerhouse team with everything to prove, that's a pretty good record, man.
Man, and also, shout-outs to Infinity and Twisted Minds for playing absolute spoiler. And honestly, not even spoiler. The Twisted Minds had a chance to make the major this weekend, and they were close, but at the same time, they weren't because their situation was... All right, let's put it this way, right? They made it to upper semis and got swept by Rule 1. And from that point, they beat Cam. And then going into Championship Sunday, they had to win five series in a row to make the major. Five. They won the first one against Falcons. Sorry, Falcons, you're now the third best team in your region. Ooh. Happens. Twisted Minds are showing what's up. And also, yeah, Falcons lost to Infinity and Twisted Minds in this regional to get knocked out. They didn't even play Rule 1.
Mm.
So, Falcons secured worlds.
Yeah?
They've secured worlds, but they got to sort some stuff out before that. And I don't know what the issue is, man. I really don't. They show that they're still at that level, but then you see results like these, and it makes you question just how well they could be doing.
If I'm not mistaken, you and I went on this bit, and then I went and confirmed some information. I didn't follow up with it after that fact, but I don't know that they ever found themselves a new coach or a good mental specialist, like a sports psychologist. And I feel like that's so beneficial for teams like that. Like, it's not that you lack it; it's that like maybe it's like. Maybe you just need like help maintaining the performance level mindset. You know what I mean? Like individually, you all still have the skill, but we you know, as avid fans of the game and the esport, we know like there's a lot that goes into focusing on playing well with your teammates and trying to even perform at that level. Like it's got to take a lot out of you. So I mean, like there's plenty of people out there who do this for a living, and like. Yeah, it might be something to consider. Might be that time, you know? Could be your ace in the hole where if they just remind you you're awesome and help you stay in your flow state, you know, it might be what you need to regain, you know?
For sure. So. They need some type of just help on the mental side of the game because the mechs and speed and the overall gameplay, it's always been there. It always has. But just having them in the right mindset, something that they need, sure. Because, man, when they're down, when they're down and out, like, they don't have a bounce back right mm-hmm. now. They mm-hmm. don't. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to bounce back.
Yeah.
But yeah, Infinity, Twisted Minds. Those are some teams, man. I mean, like, people have been saying it for so long. Mina needs a second spot at Majors. They do. They just do. Because the level of competition that they're putting up now is, like, it's not just, like, one or two teams out. It's, like, three, four. Even, like, the occasional fifth team that can come in, like, Cam. Like, they need more spots. They do. I don't know about you, but I feel like they definitely do. At least.
I think time will tell. I know there's definitely a good top four, top five rolling on in MIDA right now. It's very, very heated competition. It's just... I don't know, like, call me crazy. Like, I feel like some small thing is missing right now. And maybe it's just... Maybe it's just exposure? I think. To really, like if I'm thinking at it, or thinking of it like Psyonix or Epic, right, is that's a whole lot more resource and time, right, covering those extra games and bringing all this in, potentially bringing in new skins, and like there's a lot that's gonna come into that, right? And we as fans, unless you're a game developer and have any real experience with this, you know what I mean, it's kind of hard to tell just to what extent the cost of business is for them and why they won't allow them to have a spot currently. Is it just a popularity thing? It's hard to say, but I think it's really exposure for them. If they were drawing a lot more viewership, fandom, merchandise sales, things of that nature, then I could see them doing it in a heartbeat. It's a smart business move, but I think they don't have.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That high level of exposure yet, but they're definitely getting closer. I mean, this is a region we watched that had no representation with some of the best players in the world to finally getting representation and then making it to the top four, to top six, top eights in majors, right? And drawing a huge crowd in regions completely alien to them, right? Europe, America, people rooting for them. I think they just need a little more time to sort of flush themselves out, like, this is who we are, this is where we're from, and we love Rocket League. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but in due time, I agree with you. I think given that time to grow just a bit more, I could see them very well getting an extra spot, and it would be rightfully so deserved. It is an extremely competitive region with many, many, many talented players, and I'm really rooting for them, to be honest with you. So... Yeah.
It all started with one man in Civic.
Who, oddly enough, made a return to the scene over the last, whatever, yeah. year and a half to make, if I'm not mistaken, Rule 1 with Rule Sunless. One.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Brought Falcons up into the spotlight just to leave and make Rule 1. I'm just kidding. But
I mean, maybe he thought to himself, I've done it once, I can do it again, and now I have the help of a content creator from a major region.
Yeah.
You know, and Sunless knows how to market himself, which means he probably knows how to market a team.
Yeah. And also with the help of Fear casting their games as well.
True, true. Fear has been a welcome addition to the Rocket League community, if I do say so myself, providing a bit more of that niche ones, twos content, extra tourney content that really most of the casual fandom doesn't really ever stop to look at, or they don't know about, you know?
It's like, if I were to compare it, it's like Johnny Boy's like show matches are like the major leagues where you have all like the huge like,
and he's like
name talent
farm team or collegiate league level, you know what I mean? Same players, like, but
he brings them into the limelight for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them the exposure, and then Johnny's like,
Yep.
come through.
Yeah. I wonder whatever happened to, I'm going to forget his name now. He was casting for a little while. He was doing Goldmine with Johnny Boy. Or the Salt Mine, that's what it was. Excuse me, the Salt Mine. Oh, my goodness. I cannot remember. It's been a while. It's like 3-4 years now since I was watching that content. I
don't know. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, man. And they were doing essentially kind of like what they've been doing the last couple of years, just a bit different, where the Salt Mine was sort of just that, like the One's Gauntlet, their own kind of league with a bunch of show matches and top tier players from around the world agreeing to, you know, splitting series across regions so as to be fair with the connectivity throughout the series, so that there wasn't a clear advantage throughout the series of, well, they had more games on their home server, this kind of stuff. It was really solid content. But I don't know, dude. I don't know what happened to that. I'm getting way off off topic here, but you just made me think about it, speaking about Fear and some relatively newer talent getting into the scene. So, but if I may, actually, quite quickly, since we're on the topic about it, would you like to see Psyonix sponsored, supported professional 1v1 or 2v2s?
I would. Really would.
Do you have a preference towards which, or do you just kind of think they should both be in?
I'd say ones over twos.
Really?
As it is right now. Because they have done twos in the past, even though it was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was DreamHack. A long time ago.
Shout out to the Muffin Man.
Yup.
Yeah, I just feel like just ones is in a better spot than twos right now when it comes to high level. And I feel like it'd be a more welcome addition. Because it'll be, I don't know, like the twos dynamic is like very, it's very fluid, right? Mm. It can change from one moment to another really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Or ones is like, all right, one dude versus another dude. Just going at it. Any mistake is punished. I love that.
Usually, unless they miss me up in net. which still even happens on the pro level. So it's all your teammates whiffing in ranked games. Maybe you just chill out a little bit, because even the pros do it.
Yeah, one of the biggest anomalies that people have wondered about, what does OSM stand for? That's for open shot miss.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Boy has confirmed that that is what it stands for. But yeah, I feel like 1v1, especially since they showed it at Worlds. People already have an impression of what it's like in most recent time. So.
Which you and I were very fortunate to be there for live in person, close up and personal. That was awesome, man.
It was sick.
So many people left and they're like, oh, ones is dog. And it's like, nah, bro, ones is cool. I suck at it now. But like, there are some really, really cool things people do in ones, man.
Yeah. Because a lot of those like high level ones players, if they so desired to, could make the switch to threes and have a big impact. Most notably, I think right now, Moxie, probably the biggest one. Deciding to go to the content creation route for now, but if he decides to join a high level team next season, I don't doubt there'd be a lot of teams who trying to vie for him.
I know I've seen VODs, maybe ranked games even, of him participating in. I could have sworn they were scrims, and I could have sworn he made a run in the open bracket, not like just for content. Maybe it was just for content, but there's another player who's the North American equivalent. You and I got a photo with him at Worlds, who I've been following for a couple years now, who used to say the same thing, like, oh, I'm just going to stick to the content. But now these guys, after kind of getting comfortable with the content, and also even better with their overall skill, are, you kind of see him creeping out of the woodwork, so it makes me wonder, like, is the next Wonder Kid around the corner, even though, like, Zen just joined us in the scene, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like an ever-growing community, man.
Nah, there's a lot of talent, man. A lot of talent.
Lots.
And I'm glad that Fear, he's been hosting a lot of, like, tournaments for those younger players that are like 13, 14, and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, look, they're going to be coming soon. They're amazing. That's like, I love those tournaments. Those are fun.
Makes you wonder the amount of work that people like Fear have to go through to get those people on. And I would imagine they have to like talk with their parents, stuff like that, because they're like broadcasting them live to the world and like potentially giving them money. Like it's a lot of work, man.
Yeah. A lot of work that they go through to get those players on our screens to give us that wonderful content. And all we can do is just appreciate what they do.
And, you know, by no means are we endorsing it, but definitely go drop them a follow, man. They're some of the unsung heroes of the Rocket League scene, helping keep the scene alive by bringing out that fresh content from other perspectives in the scene. So it's truly an absolute treat to see some of this ones and two content just hot off the press with players who are hot right now with new up and coming talent, man. Like we could talk about it forever, but it's just good. It's just good. Just go watch it.
Do yourself a favor. Just do it.
You know, no. Just like if you want to improve your rank, just, you know, learn to recover better. Just do it.
Just shoot the ball on
just,
net.
You know, just hit ball on net. Just do it.
If you do that, you might get a goal.
Maybe.
I'm not saying you will, but you might.
You might.
Goals win games, so you might get a goal and you win.
It's true.
And then no. But to the main dish of this episode, the biggest tournament that happened this weekend was the CRL 2023 World Championships.
Yes, sir.
And DreamHack Dallas.
And it's kind of wild because it kind of went in a very different direction than most people thought it was going to go.
For sure. 100%. And they have a really interesting format, which I wouldn't say I'm the greatest fan of, but I understand why they do it this way, where their groups are essentially a double Elim group, where if you lose two, you're out. If you win two, you're three. So they have the opening games, and just to name off the teams that were playing for this tournament, we had, representing North America, Columbia College, Northwood Blue, Akron, and Fisher Falcons. Of course, the second Northwood team, Northwood White, West Virginia, University of Nevada, Boise State, Stockton, St. Clair, and then the EU representatives coming through were Berlin, Amsterdam, Dr. Boomin, Hamburger, Dorans, and Setu. But those were the teams. And Group A had both Northwoods in it. So you know it was going to be just a crazy group to start off. And we had Northwood Blue sweeping St. Clair off rip game one.
Which is kind of wild, honestly. Because St. Clair, if I'm not mistaken, was kind of a nutty team last season.
Yeah, top four. What the sub. So, ooh. And then, of course, Northwood White, the second team, taking care of business, beating Hamburger 3-1, which meant that the Northwoods would face one another
again
in a winner's match.
Again.
And we knew what team was going to win it. I think we knew. Northwood Blue. Right? Buddy Hockey, Lion Blaze, 3-1.
Yeah.
They're the reigning world champions at that point, right?
Yeah.
And then we have the elimination match where St. Clair lose out to Hamburger. Hamburger. They're now into the cider match. This do or die against Northwood White. And they beat him in a game 5 to stay alive, which means for the first time, we have a European representative in the top 8 at CRL Worlds. Yeah.
Especially considering last year was the first ever CRL Worlds instead of like a regional event.
Yeah.
And there was no, like, there was European representation, but if I'm not mistaken, it's also like the first real season that Europe took to the collegiate format. If I'm not mistaken, before that was kind of an NA thing only for quite a long time, and that was more recently adopted in EU because the talent and the scene is there. They just didn't have any real representation.
Yep. They've always had like their like competitions, right? But never nothing official.
Right.
But now they're sending representatives and they showed up this season. For sure. They showed up at this event. Where in Group B, The representative to go through for Group B was Colombia and Berlin, which means we don't have just one European team in the top eight. There's two. And then the surprises just keep getting bigger and bigger. Group C, Akron wins the group, which was fairly expected with the GOAT buzz on that team. Mm-hmm. But Amsterdam taking that second spot, which means we have three North American teams and three European teams now in the mix. Group D. Fisher College going 2-0, which is notably the team of all pros, Sosa, Money, and Kinse. But coming out of the woodworks, nobody expected Dr. Boomin makes it out of that group, which means I have an equal amount of North American teams, an equal amount of European teams, and because all the winning teams of the groups were North American and all the runner-ups were European, every single matchup in the quarterfinals was NA versus EU. Every single one. And love to see it, man. Love to see EU showing up like this, but come on. Did we expect anything less? We know EU's goated like that. We know they're good. It was a matter of time, but they took no time to make a splash.
You know, and I'm pretty excited about this, to be honest with you. I love seeing a bit more diversity in Rocket League content. I love seeing more regions get involved, more players getting noticed, you know, more teams. It's just it's good for the scene. It's good for us as fans, and it's good for them. Like it's really cool to see that, you know, maybe we can stop with this whole NA powerhouse, EU powerhouse region thing. Like the sport has slowly been growing in that direction, and it's nice to see that finally CRL is getting a bit more recognition and spreading out a bit more. You know,
but the playoffs. This is where it really matters. You've made it here. But now, you win, you're through, you lose, you're out. Mm-hmm. Started off Northwood Blue, sweeping Berlin. Which means they're off into the semifinals, and Northwood Blue, they're just, they're strong. Strong team, super consistent. I mean, they won Worlds, right?
True.
You don't expect anything else. Berlin, unfortunately, knocked out Nagflo, Tigre, and Hyrule. See themselves out of the tournament. Then Fisher College versus Amsterdam. Fisher College wins that 3-1, but honestly, for the situation, that's not a great result. It's not, because Amsterdam had to play with a sub for this Worlds, which definitely set them down, set them behind a lot. So seeing Fisher struggle like that, not a good sign.
Do we know why they had to play with a sub, or?
Don't know the exact details, but yeah, still playing with a sub is not a good time, especially at Worlds.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Shout out to, what was the team? Oh yeah, shout out to Gladiators last season.
True.
Boy Commutator, the GOAT, GC1 GOAT.
Repping us lobies out here, letting them know we got some spice to us too.
Yeah, then we got Columbia College sweeping Hamburger. And then that means it was all left to Dr. Boomin, the last team representing EU, and they beat Akron 3-1. And now, I don't want to say I'm getting Season 7 RLCS flashbacks, but there's three North American teams and one EU team in the top four. I think we know if we remember back then who won that, right? And that's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. Dr. Boomin for wanting Columbia College and making it to the grand final. Columbia, they're a strong team. Cryptic, Cosmic Flippy, Cam. And they're just like, nah. No. And funny tidbit, which is honestly amazing, Dr. Boomin is a team that out of the three players, they're a majority KBM team. Two of the players play on KBM. Two of them. Honestly, that makes me so happy. I'm so happy.
Right? Seeing KBM
plays. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Like, I don't know, man. I know it sounds like I'm tuned out, but just thinking about it, like watching the event, could you have pictured this, you know, a few years ago, honestly?
No. But, like, really couldn't know. Like, seeing Europe on top already in CRL, after being years and years and years behind, now just having them with two KBM players rising to the top, it's a sight to behold. But on the other side, this is the big, big matchup. Northwood Blue and Fisher College, which we all expected to go to at least 6, maybe 7. Fisher just said no. Like, nah. And they sweep Northwood Blue straight out of the competition. Instantly. And that caught me off guard. I will not lie. I expected more to Northwood Blue. Especially making it that far. Like, I think most people expect them to make it a lot farther, but when you got a team of pros playing consistently, like, what else can you do? Right?
True. True.
Not else. But Grand Finals. After not having a single Champions Field in the playoffs, we finally get it. Game 7. Dr. Boomin go up 3-1 in the series. But Fisher crawl back, take it to Game 7, and then Dr. Boomin just obliterated them in Game 7. Wasn't even close.
I think that's a very accurate description there. Obliterated was a good term for it, because they kind of just ran through them very, very handily. It was pretty clear who had the upper hand here. It just looked too good, man. There's something going on with that team that I don't think we've seen the full potential from them quite yet, to be honest. I think they have a lot more in the tank, so to speak. A lot more reserve boost, and we just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, because watching that match, it was just Fisher being such that they're a better team individually by far, so they would double commit a lot and recover and do it again and again. But Boomin just playing solid Rocket the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
If you can play solid Rocket League the whole way through, you're gonna end up winning. Sorry.
That is true.
Solid Rocket League, like, can beat out a lot of the nonsense that other teams do, because Fisher looked lost in that game 7. They were just going for everything, not thinking about what they were doing with the ball. But Boomin, calm, collected. Not to mention they had a Dominus player, so that adds to it, right?
Okay, listen. Playing a little Dominus favoritism here, okay?
No, I'm not. But, yeah. Dr. Boomin.
Didn't you just recently switch back to the Dominus?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
No. Not definitely not on the Dominus right now. No.
Uh-huh. Wait, right now? Are you saying you're playing and saying?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't hold it against you, but... I'm just saying.
But man, Dr. Boomin. What a run. They lose their first series in the CRL World Championships, and they just win. And deserve it. They deserve it, man. They just played consistent the whole way through. And especially at such a high level, that's all that matters, consistency.
That is true. That is actually pretty true, right? Like, once you're there, just play your game. Just stay consistent. That's kind of it's a little underappreciative. There's a lot more that goes into it, like understanding how to beat the other team's strat, what their strengths are, their weaknesses, you know. But overall, yeah. Just hit ball net, forehead.
Hit ball net. Just rotate.
True.
If your wheels rotate, you're doing a good job. You're driving, right?
True.
And then just go back, block a couple shots, and shoot one on net, and get a goal. Mm-hmm. Just do it again and again. But yeah, CRL Worlds is a treat. I enjoyed watching what I could of it.
We need to make it out to one of these eventually, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, together. For the ASAP crew. We have to.
I feel like CRL Worlds was, like, heavily underappreciated. But still really high-level tournament. Like, all mm-hmm. these teams put their heart and soul into it.
Mm-hmm. And also, something to keep in mind, too, for, like, some of you newer Rocket League fans in the last year or so. It's... I wouldn't say it's 100% accurate, but it's a great way to tell of, like, up-and-coming talent as well. There's a good portion of these collegiate players who don't just do it for, you know, the scholarship, for the money, but, like, a lot of these players want to go pro, and it's actually a really good sort of gateway to getting into that space, working with a coach, playing with people, practicing as a team, and kind of, you know, playing for that notoriety, that sort of recognition, that spotlight, really. So there's quite a bit of good Rocket League to be had in CRL. I highly, highly recommend watching it.
Yep, especially with more pros trickling into it. Definitely helps raise the overall bar of mm-hmm. the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it more fun to watch. Because people used to be like, oh, they're SSL?
Mm-hmm.
What? That looks like my champ 2 games.
Yeah, you still get that too. People clearly just can't understand the skill difference.
Look, here's a book. Read it, and then try to read that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, CRL Worlds was an absolute treat. Glad I got to watch that grand final unfold, and Dr. Boomin. They
boomed the ball.
They boomed the ball.
They boomed the ball, man.
You know, Metro Boomin. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. But... was there anything else you think you wanted to touch on in terms of the pro scene or CRL today before we leave our guests with maybe some predictions for the Boston Lands?
Ooh. Not in particular. Do have some homework for y'all, though. I'll give it to y'all before we end the episode. Your homework. Try to watch a little bit of the EU Regional this weekend if you get the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, that is the highest level content out right now. Sorry, North America. EU is just better.
But, yeah. For now.
As a North American, I have to say that EU is just doing it better than us as it stands right now. But once Worlds comes around,
that could change.
Yeah. My boy Squishy Muffin makes it there. Hey, never know. But that's if he makes it.
That's a fair point.
Mm-hmm. But besides that, not much else.
That's fair. Okay. So, that's really good homework. I can't compete with that, to be honest with you. that's pretty good homework. What teams do you see making it through to Sunday at the Boston LAN? Give me your top four in no particular order. Yeah.
Vitality.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Roll One.
Okay.
I have to think about the other two. Those two were like clear in my mind, but Team Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta put a North American representative in there.
Fair enough.
We're North America. FaZe.
Are you? FaZe. You're weighing pretty heavily on just one region this time around, huh?
Yeah. Gonna be by top. Yeah, I'm not gonna put Karmi Core in the top four. I'm not. Yeah.
Really?
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. No.
No Vatty Goat in top four.
Nah.
Mm.
You know what we're putting in the top four? We're putting Zen top four.
Zen is all the top four.
We're putting the Twins in the top four.
Yep, true.
We're putting Europe Killers, FaZe, in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
apparently they're the only team that can beat European teams at LAN. And then, of course, Team Liquid, the Young Guns.
They've kind of been that underdog story for a while, and they're not really underdogs anymore. They're kind of just a threat.
they're known as the Invitational Merchants. Because as soon as Legion of Three hits for every split, they're like, huh?
True.
Gotta qualify for a major?
True.
All right.
Okay. All right. Mine, you ready for my four? In no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, there's a lot of factors that come into play with this, but I see it being doable. I do. I really do. Unless the last time I checked the rankings, I might be completely off base, but FaZe, definitely Vitality, and I definitely want to see that matchup. I have to. Optic. I think Optic's going to do it. If I'm not mistaken, I believe they're still able to do this. I don't think they were knocked out.
No, I think they're currently third.
Yeah. I think they're doing a lot of things that the people were not expecting them to do. and it's making me really, really happy, honestly. A lot of the naysayers are kind of shutting up right now, so definitely Optic in there. And I'm just going to come out and say it. I think Complexity comes back in a big, big way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I know a lot of people out here being like, nah, I don't see it. But, you know, I don't know, man. I got a feeling. I got a feeling that's going to be our top four. I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of jitters and a little bit of overhype coming overseas, and some teams might be humbled. We'll just put it that way.
Absolutely. So. But yeah.
Well, that's all I got. That's all I got.
That's all I got as well, but appreciate every single one of y'all tuning in today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And secondary homework. You don't want to do it right now. Secondary homework.
Oh my gosh.
Get a good night's sleep.
That should be the real homework.
Yeah, just get a good sleep. Don't listen to us. We don't do that.
We don't. We should, but we don't.
Like, we should, but we're like, nah.
I'm kind of like, I know how to doggy paddle, so I'll be able to keep my head above water, you know?
Yeah. I'm like using like the last little bit of effort to stay afloat, but hey, it's just enough.
You better save some of that effort for work tonight, too.
Listen.
But with that, I think we should give our fantastic co-host here a bit of rest before he goes in for a shift this evening. And again, thank you so much to everyone's continued support. And please add us, let us know your thoughts, your predictions, your top fours. And again, we'll be there if anyone wants to meet up. Let us know. We're more than willing to hang out with people and watch some games, talk Rocket League and, you know, whatever. Maybe share a bag of Sour Patch Kids. Whatever cool thing it is that you all want to do within reason. We can try and make that happen. So, but unless you got anything else, Messi?
I do not.
I think that'll be all from us over here in the Esports Corner for today. And we will see you guys. Or, you know, talk to you guys. Gals, non-binary pals. On the next episode of the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.